Welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of September, we will be exploring the topic, Sharing His Mercy. September 19, His Sovereignty. They came to Jesus and observed the man who had been demon-possessed sitting down, clothed, and in his right mind. Mark 5, verse 15. Before and after pictures are an effective advertising tool. Whether it's an anti-wrinkle face cream or a house remodeling tool, the advertisers make sure that the after photo is much more attractive than the before picture. Yet these products do not always turn out to be as effective as portrayed in the advertisements. God's before and after pictures are always true. They are guaranteed. The Gospels present the miracles of Jesus in a flamboyant before and after style. Jesus never left the scene the same as he had found it. Having stilled the sea, Jesus and his disciples arrived on the other side, in the country of the Gerasenes. Here they found a more terrifying scene than the storm itself. The detailed description of the demon-possessed man reminds us of how evil spirits have always sought to destroy the image of God in humans. No one had been strong enough to bind him until Jesus arrived. The demons immediately recognized Jesus and called him Jesus, Son of the Most High God. Mark 5, verse 7. In Acts, the demons also called Paul and Silas bondservants of the Most High God. Acts 16, verse 17. Jesus said, "Come out of the man, you unclean spirit." Mark 5, verse 8. And the demons entered a large herd of swine and drowned them in the sea. In the next scene, we have an after picture with the man totally transformed, clothed, and in his right mind, in radical contrast with the before reality. He actually became an evangelist for Jesus in that region. The metamorphosis was staggering. Satan continues to seek the destruction of men and women through addictions, vices, and mind-altering behaviors. Evil spirits seek to separate human beings from their Creator and Redeemer. But Jesus is sovereign over evil forces, and He purchased our healing on the cross. Satan is humanity's enemy and destroyer, while Jesus is humanity's friend and Savior. This story gives us hope that even those who have been under Satan's control can be changed into messengers of the gospel as they tell what God has done for them. Jerry D. Thomas, Man of Peace, Pacific Press, 2008.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!